Hello, you beautiful cycling fans. Did you miss me? I'm back. Woo! The Vuelta was one hell of an ordeal. It felt like months since I've done a podcast, when in fact it's only a week. So I'm going to get back to my regular schedule now that the Vuelta is finished. So we're going back to one a week for the moment, and then we'll review and we might pinch it up to two a week. We'll see how it's going, but the days of the daily podcast are thankfully over. Revisit it for next year's Giro, and who knows, you never know. Today, I've got a great show lined up. We're going to, as promised, we're going to dive back into some of the deeper topics. We're going to look today at sleep and how we can manipulate our sleep cycle using a little known sleep hack using CBD oil. Nothing illegal, don't worry. I'm going to talk to you also about a system that has allowed a lot of our athletes to make just exponential progress over the last few years. But before you can adopt any sort of system like that, we got to talk about failure and just owning your failures and looking back at last season, and with a frank and somewhat unique perspective, which I'm going to teach you how to do. And then we are, going to finish up with a couple of takeaways from those two main talking points, and we might wrap up and throw in some general cycling talk, but we're going to try and keep it pretty deep dive and pretty informative after, you know, the somewhat trivialities of the Vuelta. So before I get started, we no longer have Missing Pieces as a show sponsor, but we still do have ClickFunnels. ClickFunnels is an amazing piece of software. ClickFunnels are a software company that has scaled without venture capital, and any of us out there that are entrepreneurs and have tried to do the whole company growth, you know how difficult it can be to acquire customers and scale without venture capital. And they teach you how to use the exact model they use to scale without venture capital. It's a brilliant little model, and it's made possible through their software, ClickFunnels. It manages workflows, it manages email autoresponder, it manages sales pipelines. It's a one-stop shop for any entrepreneur. Definitely check it out, and thank you for the good people at ClickFunnels for continuing to show faith in the podcast. I know a bunch of the employees over there are listeners of the show, so a big shout out to everyone over in Boise, US of A. So thanks to them, and I'm going to pop a link down in the show notes to ClickFunnels, and you can get your 14-day free trial. Okay, let's talk about CBD oil. Okay, so what is CBD oil? Most of you, when you hear CBD oil, probably think, hold on, is this legal? So before we start, yes, it is legal. It's legal I'm recording this in Ireland, jurisdictionally. As far as I know, it's legal in every US state, or maybe 50 states. There could be still two holding on. So check out locally if it's legal, but I'm guessing most places it's legal by now. So CBD oil is legal here in Ireland. It is not to be confused with, I suppose, where everyone hears CBD, they think marijuana. And they aren't the same thing. So marijuana is made up of the THC component, and that's what we'd all typically refer to as marijuana, because it has that psychedelic component, whereas CBD doesn't have the psychedelic component, even though it's derived from the same plant. So you won't, you know, be baked off your face if you use any of my recommendations today for using CBD oil. So I've been experimenting with CBD oil. I like to use myself as my own one-man personal laboratory, and I have been experimenting with it quite a bit. I've been using the Whoop. I did find a practical use for the Whoop, even though the strap is pretty much unusable. It's so dirty now. It is good for tracking sleep and sleep cycles. There's a bunch of gadgets out there. You know, I'm not a mad lover of Whoop. I might move on to something else. There's a bunch of gadgets out there. Aura Ring is the next one I want to check out. If anyone's using that at the moment, let me know. But CBD oil, I've playing around with it for enhancing my sleep, and I'm going to let you know how I get on with that in a minute. But some other benefits of it: it's amazing for anxiety. So if you're suffering from anxiety, also stay tuned, because it has a powerful effect on that. I've also been using it topically. So I've been rubbing it in as cream to alleviate stiffness and soreness after a session. So yeah, this is a bit of a deep dive on the whole area. So yeah, you can kind of park the your psychedelic connotations because it doesn't really have them. It's, well, not that it doesn't really, CBD oil doesn't have any psychedelic properties to it. You may wake up a little bit groggy the next day. So it's coming in an oil form. So I've been typically shooting for between 50 and 100 milligrams of CBD oil before bed. Most of them apply it under your tongue and you leave it sit there for like 30 seconds before you sort of swallow it down. So you will notice that if you're shooting for the higher end of that range, the 100 milligrams, you're going to wake up a little bit groggy the next morning. Like, that's nothing to worry about. You'll shake that off. That's going to, I think it's just like an overstimulation of that endocannabinoid system. So don't worry too much about that. But what I have noticed is the CBD, it is enhancing my deep sleep cycle. I'm getting more deep sleep when I'm using them. This is tested on the Whoop. Like, my deep sleep, I'm getting upwards of 2 hours of deep sleep now, where previously I was, you know, maybe getting sort of 35 to 40 minutes. So it's made a big difference on that. And deep sleep, you know, if you don't know, and your Matthew Walker, Why We Sleep, is an amazing book. If you read that book, you will never renege on your sleep duties again, because it's just so powerful. Like, when we're awake, Matt Walker explains that we're having mini stroke like damages to our brain every minute we're awake, and this mini stroke damage is only repaired each night when we're sleeping. And if we don't get adequate sleep, we get more damage happening during the day than we have repair happening during the night, and that's when we have degenerative diseases and we increase the likelihood of things like Alzheimer's and all forms of dementia, not just Alzheimer's. So we want to get into that deep sleep phase as much as we can, because it's a lot of cognitive regeneration goes on there. And for us as athletes, this is where all the repair is getting on. So if we can hack sleep, you know, we're miles ahead. And I know a lot of you guys and girls, and myself included, we're trying to balance a lot of things with our training these days. We're trying to sneak in sessions before work. We're trying to sneak in sessions after work, or maybe hit a gym on the lunch break. And what that means is, like, if we're racing and we're looking to step up, or, you know, we're even competing sportifs against guys who have a more flexible schedule than us, they're going to cream us. So we need to find out how we can hack our situation, hack our environment, to get just a little bit more out of our own personal situation. And sleep is one of those areas where we can really get an edge if we know what we're up to. So that's what I want for you guys out of this episode today. I want you to just get a little bit of an edge on that competition. So how the CBD is working, the property that's going on behind it, for any of our physiologists out there, we have a receptor, it's called 5-HT1A, and that receptor triggers the release of serotonin and serotonin reuptake. So serotonin, you might know, if you know, you might have heard me, if you listen to a lot of the podcasts, you might have heard me before referring to it as like the happy hormone or the feel good hormone. Well, it's an inhibitory transponder. So that means it actually blocks out stuff. It blocks out signals. So when I say happiness in this case is, it's the absence of negative. So it blocks out signals that make us feel anxious, and it only lets those positive thoughts through, and that's what gives us that happiness feeling. But serotonin then, it's a precursor to melatonin, and melatonin regulates the sleep cycle. So that's the process that's going on in the background. So that CBD oil, it really helps. Like, when you boil it down to it, that's what it's doing. It's helping the serotonin to release the melatonin to regulate the sleep cycle. And it's powerful. It worked super, super well for me. Like, I'm waking up like a dead man. Like, I'm having dreamless sleeps where I'm waking up just like so refreshed. It's insane. You know, anecdotally, it's working super well for me. But in the evidence, it's like, just some of these studies are spanning 6-7 years that I'm seeing. And it's is a super powerful concept. So I would encourage you to play around with it yourself. I've no affiliation. I'd love to check out some different brands of it, because I know there's different potencies and stuff. So I'm early enough with experimenting with different brands myself. But yeah, I'd love to play around a little bit more and just see what the effect is on the different potencies of it on my sleep cycle. I was actually listening to Joe Rogan last week, and he was talking about THC is obviously your typical marijuana psychedelic one, but you can take that in tablet form now. But if you take like a 1-to-1 THC, which is banned, by the way, CBD isn't banned on the WADA list. So if you're racing or competing, steer clear of THC. You stay fine. You're on the good side of the line with CBD. I actually did my master's in this exact topic, the World Anti-Doping Code. So yeah, if I did get pinged for something like that, it would be doubly poignant. So THC makes you paranoid. It's the normal marijuana, but CBD then is very powerful for anxiety and treating anxiety. And it's where actually the whole thing came from. It was back years ago, and I think the FDA, it's FDA approved in the US now, CBD for treatments for schizophrenia. And in the US, it actually started because a mother was treating her child with home remedies of it, and she was starting to get amazing results, even though the kid had proved pretty resistant to a range of different treatments. And when she brought the kid in, you know, presenting improvements in her symptoms after just being exposed to CBD oil and given CBD oil daily, the physicians thought that we should look a bit closer at this. And that's how it actually, you know, came to mainstream prominence. But Joe Rogan was joking around saying, you know, he takes his THC, kind of makes him paranoid, but then he takes his CBD, which helps with anxiety. So the net effect of that is he's just kind of a bit more of accepting of his impending doom. So, yeah. I've been using it topically. So I've been using the cream version. And it's amazing. It's like a really good best form ever of deep peat. Or do you remember, if anyone were going full Irish here, if anyone used to play, you tell your age, or if you refer to deep peat as wintergreen, you're bollocksed. You're an old lad. So I'm on the right side of the referring to wintergreen as deep peat. So deep peat is like a muscle rub, which just seems to burn, and definitely don't rub your balls or your eyes when you put deep peat on, because that's not going to end well. Of being that soldier. But deep peat is an amazing muscle rub that, you know, it's been used for decades for athletes. But the CBD cream is super powerful, and it's the same effect. It's that kind of deep heat effect, but it seems to also give a real relaxation of the muscles. And I've seen studies where it's lining up in terms of treating inflammation, lining it up against like ibuprofen, and it's killing ibuprofen in those studies side by side, and absolutely no adverse effects to it, really. Well, other than people thinking you're kind of nuts for using CBD and having to buy it in kind of weird shops, but no other, apart from that, no other adverse effects. So yeah, I don't know, I'm gonna play around with that a bit more. I think it's another real useful benefit. What I'm excited about in CBD oil is there's not a lot of education in I don't like to generalize, but you know, I haven't got time to talk about 2,000 specific cases. Pro cyclists typically don't come through third level education, it's fair to say, and you know, maybe the worldview is learned at a later date or a later stage in their life, and they learn a lot by osmosis, by being around people, surrounded in the environment. And as a result, we have a regrettable culture in pro cycling of sleeping tablet abuse. You know, sleeping tablets for getting to sleep, but also sleeping tablets recreationally, like people taking Stilnox and staying awake and having a couple of glasses of wine, and it minimizes calorie intake, but also gives you a crazy buzz. And this has been going on for a long time, but that sort of recreational culture stemmed from the use of Stilnox as an aid for getting asleep. But like, you got to be a complete moron to be using like Stilnox for getting asleep right now, because stuff like Stilnox, it doesn't let you get into the deep phase of sleep, which is exactly what you want. So you want to get into the deep phase of sleep to get asleep fast, but Stilnox just gets you to sleep fast. Like THC will get you to sleep super fast, but it's going to reduce the amount of time you have in deep sleep and reduce those cognitive benefits you get from deep sleep. Stilnox or any other sleeping tablets do the exact same thing. You'll be out straight away, but you wake up the next morning and you haven't got those cognitive benefits, the cognitive restoration benefits you should have from a good night's sleep. So if you know someone on them that's a pro cyclist and they're trying to make their way in the game, or they think it's helping their training, it's not. It's completely undermining. And it starts, you know, habitual use of Stilnox, it promotes such an acidic environment, an inflammatory environment, that you start picking up other issues. So get off them, they're toxic shit, and try CBD instead. So takeaways on this, yeah, it is safe to use, so fire ahead, use it. There's a range of products out there, you know, there's a range of products, there's a range of potencies. You can buy creams, you can buy shampoos, you can buy multivitamins, you can buy dog treats, you can buy, like, everything you can imagine is in CBD now. You got to do your research, you got to check, you know, which is actually derived from the plant and which is cooked up in the lab in some sort of CBD derivative. Check that out. I think at the moment, you know, while I'm going to experiment with using it for muscle stiffness and soreness, and especially injury, I get kind of a tight erector spinae. It's like the stabilizing muscles around your back. I get that from being on the bike and sitting at the desk because they're both kind of going unnatural position. I've been experimenting with that and it's given me great relief. But I think the main, you know, peer-reviewed benefits for CBD oil at the moment are for treating sleep and treating anxiety. So that's definitely something, if you're suffering from either of those conditions, it is well worth checking out. So here we are. I hope you're enjoying this all deeper dive. It's different to the podcast when we're talking all day about cycling, because, you know, it's sometimes it can be, I don't want to say tough to keep them exciting, but on some of them flatter sprint stages and things, it's just not that enjoyable. Commentating on them, or would you call what I'm doing commentating? Who knows, maybe. I'm utmost respect for the commentators in Eurosport when they have like a TV outage and they have to carry on a conversation and it's just goes on and on and on about nothing. Like, they literally had a conversation about a puddle one day in Andorra, so fair play to the boys. Before we go any further, I did say that Missing Piece was no longer a show sponsor, but their legacy to us, they've cheekily, cunningly got one more show sponsorship out of us, because we are announcing the winner of the competition. So we ran a competition during the Vuelta, and the winner of the competition is Andrew Hastings. So Andrew, you've won any one product of your choice, shipped anywhere in the world. So get in touch with Missing Piece and they are going to hook you up if they haven't emailed you already. So continuing our deeper dive, you know, I hope you're not operating heavy machinery during this podcast. It's one of those ones where you need just extreme focus. I find myself riding along sometimes, and I was listening to David Epstein on Rich Roll this morning talking about how generalists excel in a specialized world. It's super interesting on the debate of whether we should specialize, you know, the old 10,000 hour rule and Malcolm Gladwell of purposeful practice, or whether generalization and trying to range of stuff is quite good. Anyway, that's a segue, as I often do. So if you're looking for an interesting podcast and you're finished listening to this and you're finished listening to all my back episodes and you're finished giving me feedback, interacting with me on all the social stuff, maybe pop on over and check out someone else's podcasts, because that is interesting and enjoyable. I'm getting some cool podcast recommendations from you guys, so keep them flying in. I'm enjoying Pat Dively, someone told me to check out, and I'm enjoying that one. So do keep those recommendations coming in, and I do like hearing from you guys. Right, let's dive into this one, because this is a super, super important topic at this time of year. I want to talk to you about, this is prompted by a conversation I had with a client last week, won't be named. I could cryptically identify him, but that's not cool, so I'm gonna keep his anonymity. So you need to take absolute 100% responsibility for everything that happened to you last season. So this is successes and this is failures. So I know there's a good George Washington's quote that kind of springs to mind, where it was something like 99% of failures come from those who have a habit of making excuses. And it's so true, because when we think about, we've three distinct parties to this. We've the events that happens, we've how we respond to that event, and that equals the outcome. We don't just have event and outcome. So, you know, those who are prone to making excuses will say, I punctured, therefore I DNF'd. They're missing the piece in the middle, which is response. No, you punctured, you chose to not get a wheel and chase back in, therefore you DNF'd. Or you crashed, you chose to lick your wounds and feel sorry for yourself, therefore you ended the race early. So we get to choose how we respond to events that happen to us. We can't control events that are going to happen to us, but we get to choose that response. So if you don't like the outcome that you're experiencing in cycling or any area of your life, you get to choose your response to that outcome. So an example, like I see all the time, like, you know, have a harsh look at yourself when you're listening to this, because now is the time, we're coming into the off season, the last race of the season is on us. You know, have a hard look at yourself and think, you know, am I at my ideal body weight? You know, if you're training at the moment and you're carrying extra pounds, you know, let's have a frank look at yourself right now and go, yeah, okay, I'm training 3 times a week. I'm following this sort of loose dietary plan that's laid down by, you know, I think I know what I'm talking about. I think I know I need to carb load. I need to refuel. I've picked up a few tippets here and there. So you're still 4 kilos overweight. So you need to own this. You need to go, okay, I need to change my response. I've been given this information about this is the way to train, this is the way to eat. I've complied with that information. I've trained this way. I've gone out with the lads riding around at the weekend. I've bought all the kit, the fast wheels, the bike, but I'm still overweight and I'm still getting smoked. You know, I'm still not a Cat 1 rider. I'm not winning races. What's my response? You know, go and follow a proven system. Go and work with a coach. And then you're going to have a completely different response. So it changes the dynamic. So if you don't like the outcome you're having at the moment, change your response. So, because if you don't change your response, absolutely nothing is going to change. And the moment you change your response, everything changes. We've all seen races where, you know, Ilio Coisa, Quickstep, Tour of Turkey. Google that or YouTube it if you haven't seen it. It's one of the best finishes to a race. He crashes in the last couple of kilometers as he's solo. And he has a choice. That's the event. He's crashed. He slid out. And he has a choice how to respond to it. And he responds by saying, you know what? I'm still ahead of the guys in the race. I had a bigger lead. Now I have a small lead. But I'm still in a favorable position. So he puts his head down. And he gets to the line and he wins it. And it's a brilliant piece of commentary. It's a brilliant last couple of kilometers. It's absolutely much must watch. But you can take that as a metaphor for, you know, how your training's going at the moment. Because if what you're doing is yielding a set of results, unless you're cleaning up and winning every race in Ireland, unless you're at ideal weight, like, it cracks me to see guys, you know, riding around. You know, I've been there, and this is why it cracks me. Because it only, like, it last beginning of last year when I got back, I was carrying so much weight, and it felt horrible. Like, it felt horrible wearing cycling kit. I didn't feel like a bike rider. It even felt horrible in my civvies because they felt tight on me. I felt uncomfortable. Especially on a hot day or some shit, I felt so uncomfortable and sweaty. And it's not a nice feeling, but you need to change your response to it. So you need to change and go, okay, there's, you know, there's objective facts out there at the moment. We have objective facts on how to eat. You know, I'm not going to get into nutrition now, but there is an eating system which is objectively true. You know, maybe years ago, you know, we had a lot of debate about global warming, but right now, all the top PhDs, all the top professors and scientists agree on global warming. It's happening. We're the exact same in nutrition at the moment. There's an agreed upon philosophy. People, you know, push agendas. You know, there'll be a vegan agenda, there'll be a paleo agenda, but they're agendas. They're not dietary philosophies, which are just objectively true. And they're out there at the moment. If you seek advice on this, you can fix your diet. Exact same way with training. Like, we've thousands of athletes coming through our system in the last few years. They're coming out the other side with results. It's not a fluke. You know, we've a margin for error. Some guys, you know, get sick, injured, whatever. But by and large, our big data, we're churning out so many athletes out the far side. But when you work one-on-one with us or any of the top coaching companies, you work with one of the US top coaching companies, this is the outcome you get. You know, if you go and you work with somebody who's a plumber or a painter and does a bit of coaching on the side, they're not professionals. They're not sitting around working and reading peer-reviewed stuff all day. They don't have sports scientists in-house. You're not going to get that. So you need to look at your response if you want to change your outcome. Like, one of the big takeaway for me from this, or the big aha moment I had, was I remember I tried a bunch of stuff for years. Because you got to remember, when I started, I was a shit Cat 3, and then I was a equally bad Cat 2, and then I was an equally bad Cat 1. I wasn't great when I went to France, and, you know, I didn't get to the States until I was 6 years into racing, and I was pulled myself up from each level. But it was just before I went to France, or was I in France? I was just getting to France. I was just getting kind of good. that season, and it's because I found out, I made a friend who wrote for Team Sky at the moment, and he basically said to me, like, what are you doing? Like, and I'd been piecing together stuff on YouTube, I'd been piecing together stuff on, you know, articles from Cycling News, Cycling Weekly, chatting to guys in the car park, seeing what top guys were doing. I was trying to piece together a system, and I was just like, oh. He's like, what are you doing? You know, there's actually just a way to do this. Like, there's an objective way to do it that everybody who's a pro follows the same system, and you're not following that system. Why? And I was like, there's no real good answer for that. So I felt pretty shit about that. I felt shit that and angry that nobody had told me that there was this system earlier. And yeah, I was as relieved as I was disappointed when I found out about it. And so that's been kind of a mission in A1 coaching for me, is to just get this system out there. And I like to say it's kind of to blow that inertia, the code of silence around this system, and teach people that there is a system. Like, if you come through, you know, the first part of the system is actually, you know, I like to think of it as, you know, even if you have a super powerful engine of a supercar, you need a strong chassis. You know, you're building a house. If we're going to use that analogy, or a pyramid, the foundation needs to be strong. That foundation is strength. It's strength training. Like, you need to go through a small strength training protocol if you're going to lay training on top of it. Like, if you're just cycling without going through this, some of it's just functional movement, like dynamic movement ranges. Like, it's like running through a full range of motion without holding stretches. And then it's building into, like, you know, traditional, in inverted air quotes. Air quotes are still the easiest way to know who's not a cool guy. So traditional stuff like the squat, but you got it. This stuff has to be adapted, and this is where I mean, like, this is a specific system. This stuff has to be adapted for cyclists. You can't go down to your local gym and get your local meathead to give you a program. It doesn't work because he's not a cyclist. Like, the squat has to be stuff like, you know, heels elevated off the floor, because that way you can get a little bit lower. Yeah, grand, the gym guy will tell you that, but the toe down motion is how we pedal, and this is the stuff the pros have been doing for years, but it's only getting into us now, and we're only starting to do it now, which is bizarre to me. But, you know, so the strength training is the first section in that, and then you're moving into your nutrition, and then you're moving into your actual training, your one-on-one coaching. So you need to go through it, and you need to go through it in a sequence. We've been trying to blow the lid on this for a couple of years, but the podcast is a great platform for me to do this now, and it's, you know, it's a deeper dive. There's no trivialities to it. I can talk in long form and nobody's going to cut me off, and it's a beautiful forum for communicating with you guys about the power of this stuff. And I'll pop a link in the show notes and description for the strength training system. You can watch the video and you can see what I'm talking about, of the strength training system we need. That's the first piece. If you don't have it's a strength training system in place, you know, you can get this stuff, like the power of the internet. Like, I remember paying like, what, 50, 60 euro per session for personal trainers. Mental, teaching you the wrong stuff. So, you know, you can get this stuff now. You can get access to it in video form. I only have to create this once, so I don't need to charge 50 per session. You know, it's 50 once and you can have it forever. Use it 10,000 times. It's like $49.95 or something we charge for the whole system. It's, I think that's our like podcast offer. It's normally like $149 or something, but still, that's three sessions with a PT. So I'm going to pop a link down below, and if the price isn't already $49, I'm going to reduce it to $49 for the podcast listeners. And if you want to get it, get hooked up on that. But yeah, it's like, was it Einstein's quote? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So my goal with this podcast in the coming, you know, weeks, I'm going to blow the lid on this system. I'm going to teach you exactly what this system is step by step. Like, today we've talked about the, you know, the strength as being a foundational piece. If we haven't got the strength and dynamic movement, and because cycling's so linear, it's, you know, up and down all the time, so we need to get that dynamic movement, you know, things like even scapular retractions, because we need to open up that, like, it's all a fascia that needs to slide. You can have a look at that in the video, and explains a lot more what's going on with it. And then you'll deep dive when you get into it, into what actually the plan is, how to use it. It walks you through it, holds your hand through it. It's easy to follow, but it's easy to follow and you have the information now. But before you had it, it's hard to piece this together. And that's what happened to me. So that's what I'm going to use the podcast for. I'm going to hold your hand and show you this stuff step by step. But I'm also going to do a deep dive on the stuff that, you know, people don't really talk to you about. People don't really want you to hear about, like, the CBD oil. I'm going to go deep on hacks for, you know, fat loss, for enhancing sleep, for, you know, positive charging ions, structured water, you know, biohacks like the chili pad for sleep, and like I'm using a trampoline at the moment for lymphatic drainage, bunch of stuff like this. We're going to get deep, and it's going to be, we're moving away from the kind of race commentary triviality, but hope you're enjoying it. Do give me feedback on it, because the feedback does guide me on it, and this seems to be the direction the majority of you guys wanted me to take the podcast. So I do hope you enjoyed our real deep dive into sleep and strength training, and I'm going to chat to you guys next week.